WAPO ABC poll, majority say Congress should remove Trump from office. By Hannah Blow on January 15, 2021. A Washington Post ABC survey released Friday indicates that a majority of U.S. adults believe President Trump bears at least some responsibility for the protests that unfurled at the U.S. Capitol last week. And a majority also support efforts to remove the president. Even though the Senate would not be able to convict and remove him prior to Inauguration Day. Per Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's, RKY, timeline. The vast majority of those surveyed, 80%, said they strongly oppose the actions of the individuals who stormed the Capitol as Congress gathered to certify the electoral votes on January 6, with only 8% expressing some level of support. Like many politicians, including House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, a majority of respondents believe Trump bears at least some responsibility for the attack. Of those surveyed, 45 said he bears a great deal of responsibility, followed by 14% who said just some and 12% who said a good amount. More than a quarter, 28%, said he bears no responsibility. The survey then asked if Trump should be charged with inciting the riot. Wording the question thusly, as you may know, Trump encouraged his supporters to march to the U.S. Capitol, where a riot followed. Do you think Trump should be charged with the crime of inciting a riot, or do you think he should not be charged? 54% said he should be charged, 43% said he should not, and 3% expressed no opinion. The survey also asked respondents if they believe Congress should or should not remove Trump from office and disqualify him from holding elected office in the future. However, even if the Senate voted to convict Trump following Wednesday's House impeachment vote, Congress would not be able to remove Trump from office, as the trial would likely not take place until after January 20, the day of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. Despite that omission, 56% said Congress should remove Trump from office and disqualify him. 42% said he should not be removed from office. The House voted to impeach President Trump on Wednesday, with 10 Republicans joining Democrats. McConnell circulated a timeline last week, explaining that proceedings in the Senate would not truly begin until after Trump leaves office. A McConnell spokesperson confirmed on Wednesday that the upper chamber will not convene early, making January 19 the earliest date the proceedings could begin. In other words, the trial would take place in the early weeks of Biden's term. McConnell confirmed this week he still has not decided if he would vote to convict the president, noting that he intends to listen to the legal arguments when they are presented to the Senate. The survey, taken January 10 to 13 among 1,002 adults, has a margin of error of +/-3.5%.